This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Begins with a Mishnah ben Zayma Omer, Eizehu Chacham, Halaymid Mikol Adam, Eizehu Gibar, HaKayvish Es Yitzray, Eizehu Asher, HaSameach Bechelkai, Eizehu Mechubid, HaMechabed, Es HaBriyas. More or less, the Mishnah is famous to everyone. Everyone knows the memories of this Mishnah. What is the Mishnah addressing? What is the Shaila of Eizehu Chacham, Eizehu Gibar, Eizehu Asher? So if you look through the Rishonim and the Achayim, the Mefarshim on this Mishnah, Chayre comes out three Mahalchim. Three different Mahalchim on how to understand what the Mishnah is addressing, what the Mishnah wants. Der erste Pshat is that the Mishnah is addressing Be'etzem. Who is a Chacham? Who is a Gibor? Who is a Asher? Who is a Mechubid? Atzveite Pshat. So if you look through the Rishonim and the Achayim on the Mishnah, it's a shail on how to achieve Chachma. How to achieve Gvura, how to achieve Ashirus, how to achieve Kavod. In the Sifrei Bali Musa, the Mishnah takes on a third meaning, a third Mahalach, and that is, how does one work against the Yetzaharas in these Inyanim? Fashteitzach, there's big Yetzaharas, Taivas HaKovid, Taivas HaMomin. The Mishnah is addressing deeper than just the literal who's the Asher, who's the Chacham, but deeper, how does one attain his Chachma? Well, how does one work against the Yetzaharas that destroy Chachma, as we will now begin to explain? So we have three Mahalchim, Nachamal, Ibn Chazrin, was the Mishnah Vil. The first Mahalch, the Mishnah wants to tell us literally, who is a Chacham, who is an Asher, who is a Mechubid. The Zweite Mahalch, as we soon will see in the Rishonim as well, is how to achieve all these things. How does one achieve Chachma? And the third Mahalach is that the Mishnah is addressing how to protect. Let's use that for a beautiful way of Fataychin Kipshutu in the Mishnah. How do you protect your Chachma? How do you protect your Ashiros? How do you protect your Kovid? Because there's big Yetzaharis in all pitfalls in these inyanim that you have to protect yourself. And the Mishnah is addressing how to do that. So let's begin the Mishnah with the first Mahalach. What is Chachmah? Who is a Chacham? Kipshutai. If you look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Machzav Vitri, other Rishayim, they fataych the Mishnah Kipshutai. Who is a Chacham? Haloi meid mikol adam. Fregen zei de kasha lechayre. So he's not a Chacham. He will be a Chacham. If Haloi meid mikol adam, still has a lot of work ahead of him. So you could come and say he will eventually achieve Chachmah. Why are we calling the person who is a leimed mikal adam that he's now batsam a Chacham? Azei fregt Rabbeinu Yehina. And Rabbeinu Yehina says an interesting mahalach. And he says that it's not about achievement of Chachmah, because then it would be Al Shem Asid. Then it should be that he will be a Chacham, not that he's a Chacham now. Zakra ben Yaina, he shows now that he's a Chacham because he's Ayev as a Chachmah. Wise people like wisdom. So the fact that he's a leimed mikol adam, that he searches out to become a chacham, is a siman eres shein chacham. Otherwise, the mishnah is the chabisl shver. What do you mean he's a chacham now because he's leimed mikol adam? So he will be a chacham. And he's interesting. He says it's a member in the Welt, sagt der Rabbeinu Yehuda. It's already acknowledged by all wisdoms that wise people search wisdom. A fool, a nar, a sheita, not interested. He could learn from this person something. Because he's not an ayhev chachme. So he says, you know what? Who cares? And I've seen people like this, that they're able to search out avot, akasha, another chashev by a chasne. I can learn something from him. Plugi yidden. Thus, Hasimin Rabbeinu Yehuda says that he is a chacham, because a chacham is ayev as a chachma to search it out. So we have here the pshat that we're discussing. That's a veres achachem. So either we could learn aloy me mikol adam umemela veter veren achachem. Zagen the rishayim, Hashem asid. Maybe because he will be a chachem, is a shein achachem. As I learned Rabbeinu Bechaya, Rabbeinu Yehuda learns. Sasimen and Shena Chacham. A kluge mensch zucht Chacham. There's an interesting Marsha in Saita. The Marsha learns that there's a middle point here. A Chacham is an Anav. An Anav searches Chacham. As they learned the Marsha, that a person who's an Anav, he's going to look for Chacham. On the Mela, he will eventually achieve his chachma. Pshat l'chayva, Rabbi say. There's a wisdom. There's a chachma in understanding as du weis nicht. Zei fashteich in the marsha. Amol de greste chachma is that a person knows that he doesn't know. He knows that he doesn't know better. There are others who could teach him. All the downfall from all the chachamim in the world, by the way, was this point. That they thought they're smarter than, etc. Finish. Smarter than. They're smarter than this, and they're smarter than that guy. They're smarter. The greatest chachma is verstehe ich den Marsha. The greatest chachma is verstehe, as du verstehst nicht. Du verstehst nicht. You're not the smartest. There are others who could help you. Salena klugkeit, a kluge mensch listens. When das meint der Mishnah, so ezel chacham, so it's either al shema asid, oder es weiß, dass es a chacham now, weil es sucht chachme. Oder me ken sagen, as ein meinig das ist der pshat von dem Arsha, it has to do with another, das alena chachme. But the chacham knows that he doesn't know everything. That's Ezel Chacham according to the Rishayim, Be'etzer. So let's learn now the Mishnah, Ezel Asher. What's an Asher? So obviously it means Be'etzer, right? If we're going to learn the Rishayim, that it means who is now a Chacham, not who achieves Chacham. Who is now a Chacham? Is the Mishnah Ezel who Asher? Ezel Bezach, right? Basically, let me tell you over a beautiful Goyin, beautiful shame. In the Siddur Agra. In Siddur Agra wird gebracht, Mikini me ofadol. Me ashpeis, Yarem Evyein. What is the chilik between a dal and an Evyein? Doch das selbe Sach, Mikini me ofadol. So if you look at the Rishayim and the Achayim, it's mashma that there's different levels of anius. Okay. It has to do with Kimcha de Pischa. It's a lot negel halacha. It's not the right time, the form for right now to discuss halachically the difference between Dalin and Evyein. Aber in Sidra Agra sagt, Meredik. Adal means he's poor. And Evyein means he's a Nitztrach. Doesn't have to be that he's poor. He's needy. When somebody needs something and he doesn't have it, he's called an Evyein. There's a Dal Be'etzim, and there's an Evyein, a Nitztrach. You know, in Hilchot Tzedakah, we find that if a person lost his money with Afim Helfin, he could come and ask for horses that run in front of him if that's what he was used to. Why? Because that's what he needs. Is he a poor person? No, he's not a poor person if you give him the money. But he's an Evyein. An Evyein is something deeper than just money. He needs something. The way I would fataych the Goyim, what's the Geit our Mishnah? An Ani is someone who needs. An Ashir is someone who needs nothing. The Mishnah will zaken, Ezehu Ashir. What's an Ashir? He's not needy. He's a Semech Techelke. He's not looking for something. Our people wake up in the morning every day and they're unhappy. They need this. Who's you need it. It's in your mind that you need it. It's not true. Unmeila, the person walks around as anitztach. Abay said there's a ton of the Be'el Yahu that Reb Chaim Valozhiner went to ask the Goyin about. When it speaks in Tanah Be'el Yahu, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the Midas is, he's a Seimech B'chelke, our mission, interesant. Frek Reb Chaim Valozhiner to the Goyin, Seimech B'chelke, the Rebbein Shemat Techalz, Vas Yishayich Seimech B'chelke. So the Goyin gave him a Meirid Geteretz, which is a shmuyis for itself, mitz Hashem, one day when we talk about the ma'ilis of Klal Yisrael, Avos Yisrael, which we do talk on a constant basis, but this is not the form of the sugi of this Mishnah. Chelkei, the Rebbein Yishlam Zak, mein chelik is Klal Yisrael. Ki chelik nachlasei, Yaakov chelil nachlasei. The Rebbein Yishlam is samer v'chelkei, no matter what they are and who they are, no matter how low they fall. No matter how weak they are. So the Goyin, that's the Pshat, he's a Semech Bechelke. Habesai in Musar that gebracht, a Yisoid, like we just told you from the Goyin, of not needing. Yes, Avadah, the Rebbeinish Leilam HaTachalz. So there's a Midah called not to be a Nitzrich. Yeah, Avadah, the Rebbeinish Leilam HaTachalz. It's the Emes. Aber the Rebbeinu Shleilam that doesn't need, it's a meila called a Samer Bechelke. In itself is a meila. Not to be a nitztach, not to be needy, to be content. Und der Mide is der Mide from Samer Bechelke. You know, there's an interesting Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim once came to an usher. It's brought down in the Sifri Chafetz Chaim, and he asked the usher if he could come and sit down and talk to him. So the usher, who was an usher muflug, said, "Chab nishkin zeit, no time. He's busy." Hat der Chofetz Chaim gesagt, "Ach, gib a kuk, wie arm er is. Look how poor he is. Alts hat er. But the most important thing in life, er hat nicht. Hat nicht keine Zeit. Guy can come and say he has everything, but hat nicht keine Zeit. So what do you have? Was hast du?" It's perspective of what's called we have or we don't have. A nitztrach means he needs. And Asher means that he has. There's an Ashiris of a Semeach Bechelke. So the same way the Mishnah Ezel Chacham means Chacham Be'etzem, Ezel Asher and Asher Be'etzem. So then what's Ezehu Mechuvit? So if you take a look at the Meiri learns, the mensch alein be'etzem is a Mechuvit. In Yiddish, there's an expression, the Bali Musaf, like in Yusuf, a p'chis is the kemench. What do you mean p'chis? He's got his hands and his legs. What's he? He's missing an arm and a leg. What do you mean p'chis? When the teretz is, der mensch ken sein as a hot alts. Aber see a p'chisus. He's not a mechubit. Be'etzem. In Slabotke Teire, there's a lot of talk about this. Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius Rabbeisai. Kavod Atzmi, which has to be understood, doesn't mean to be a balgaiva, which is really what the Mishnah is saying. Ezel mechubit. It's not pshat. You walking around mourning kavod. No, ezel mechubit is a mechabit is a b'riyas. Sein hecher a mensch, a mechubit. Shein a mensch, tferes a adam. Like we've spoken many, many times. So del mensch alein, del ta mechubit. And thus is according to many rishayinim, ezehu mechubit. Okay, so the Mishnah, like many rishayinim, is about how does the person get the title of a balk seichel? He's called a chacham. How is he called an oshir? And how is he called a mechubit? But like I told you, there's a second mahalach in the Mishnah. And that is, how does one achieve? How does one get? And that's the Medrash Shmuel learns like this, the Mishnah. How does one get to become a chacham? How does one, as we'll soon see from the Sfasem, is get to be an usher? How does one get covered? So like I told you, there's an interesting Sfasemis that says that it's interesting, most of the Mishnah I could hear, Ezel Chacham. How do you get it? By Loimid Mikalada. Ezel Mechubit, Yemechabit, the other guy, normally, I should say the word normally, Pashtis, the guy's going to be Mechabit, you back. But Ezel Ashir, Hasemech Bechalkai. If it means Batsim is an Ashir, Havich. But it means, how do you achieve Ashirus? So how do you learn this Mishnah? Tell me you could take into the bank, put in the bank that what? I'm a Sameach B'chalkaya. You're right, you're not going to become an Ashir, but that's Ashirus. So then it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. You'll retain, you'll become a Chacham, you'll gain Chacham by Laimit Mikaladam. Become Lamda Iskalti. Ezel mechubit, that's a way of getting covered. As I state Medrash Shmuel, and most Rishonim learn the Mishnah that way. So how do you learn the Mishnah? Ezel washir. Zaktus fasemes hazeh daf min learn der mechelik from the Mishnah. The way to become an ashir, it's a bracha, because you are a semech b'chalk. So here we've given the success, so to speak, the secret of success, fashiris. In one word. Not hypothetical ashivas. Real ashivas. Zay deflectibizaki. I don't know from who. Maybe it's from Chassidishisvara, maybe from Slabotka, I don't remember. But I know he used to say it over all the time. Naftali Svaratzai. Malay Bichas Hashem. You know why Naftali had Bichas Hashem? Because he was Svaratzai. He was very happy. Das allein was a mensch is a sameach bechelkei, that itself is a schus. Let's use the word schus, that he should become an asher. It's a very, very good question. That's the third part of the shiur. Let's go to the Ezel Mechubit. And that is the same thing. How does one gain respect? How does one get covered? When the Teretz is Ezel Mechubit, HaMechabe, that's how you achieve and you get covered. Efrektach good. It's a big thing. How do you get to it? That's really the third Mahalach of the Bali Musar, how to learn up the Mishnah. The Mishnah is addressing, how does one attain Chachma without falling into the pitfalls of Chachma? How does one attain Ashirus How does one attain Kavod without running into the problems of Kavod? If you take a look at that Bar Benel, he learns the Mishnah this way. And he says, if you take a look, the ganze Mishnah is akina v'taiva Kavod. Why is a person not a loyneid mikaladam? Because he's kina, jealous of the other guy. Why is a person not a sameh b'chelke? Because of tachtaiva. Why does a person not mechabed the other guy? Because he has Kavod problems. These are all issues of that Bar Benel, which are yisaydei ha'adam, hakinav, ha'taivav, ha'kovid, maitzinas adam, and ha'aylam. So our Mishnah be'etzem is just addressing how not to fall into the hakinav, ve'ataivav, ha'kovid. So let's learn up the Mishnah according to this, and let's begin with a meritic lashon of the Mishnah that the Mefarshim discuss. Eizel Asher Hasemeach b'chelkei. Why does it say chelkei? It should say Eizel Asher Hasemeach b'mash yesh lo. He has whatever he has; he's happy. The word chelkei, and if you notice, like we mentioned from the Gayin, chelkei can mean mamish davish with klal yisrael chelak Hashem amay. Doesn't just mean b'mash yesh, the guy's happy. He's with what he has, it's enough. Obviously, the word chelki means more. Zakab chayim v'lashon. You know what it means? Mish is telling us a tremendous musa, zakab chayim v'lashon. No matter how much you achieve, it's always chelki. It's only half of what you ever want. It's up to Mishnah. You'll never be happy anyway, so you might as well be happy. Chelki is only a chelik because no one ever gets more. Mishyesh leimane. Chaytza masayim. He wants more and more and more. It's a chelkei because it never reaches kuloi. So may Joes be happy with the fact that you have chelkei. Tabar Benel says it's interesting, the type of money is different than any other type. Any other type of, the more you take from it, you get sick of it. So the money is a tresante zach. You never get. There's always viful kamenasen dessert. Right? You ever go to a chassin? 50 types of a smorgasbord. Okay, good. I don't know anybody who doesn't come back from a chassin and say, I mean, even just looking at it already, because Captain Shane the cup, Lundebeich. There's so much. Okay. I never saw a bench pull for cats. I have so much money. What am I going to do with all this money? Never. And I don't suck that Bob and Nels. I'm telling the Gataiva. The aside from them Taiva is that it always is Chalka. You never feel that you ever got. Zakta Mishnah, Zakab Chaim Balazhina, the Pshatna Mishnah is Semeach. Bechelkai, knowing that you can never get more. So be happy. Whatever it is, you'll always never be happy to look for more. There's a vod from Chaim Briska, Shina vod. He says, if you notice, it says Hasameach, that he's happy. It's a Lashon Haiva. Should have said Yismach b'mash yesh lo. It's always a lashon of Chazal. Is Yismach? He should be happy with what he has. When someone says to you, "Be happy with what you have," right? So he doesn't say "be happy." It says lashon hayv. Chaim's a adik. Okay. Zakeb Chaim ameir de kevat. He says whenever a person achieves, he'll win the lottery. He'll be very happy for that day. The problem is that happiness goes away tomorrow. The trick is to keep the simcha hoiva. A person can be happy. Tell me, when you won the lottery, when you got this thing, how many people, they get a house, oh, they're so happy. A year later, they're not happy again. What happened? Und der Teretz ist, der Stub bleibt, aber der Simcha geht weg. Sagt Chaim, Hasameach. The Simcha has to be present. Not something that a person is yismach, he's happy. No, Hasameach. You got to constantly work to have that Simcha. Says the Briska Rav Ameire de Gezach. You know, the Ani Be'etzem is luckier than the Ash. That's a pellet de Gezach, the way the Briska Rav looked at things. Remember, my Zayda Zechayin Levracha told me he was involved around the Chofetz Chaim where it was Negeit, a lot of Shaduchim. He heard the Chofetz Chaim discuss Shaduchim for family members. For one of his grandchildren, there was a Shidduch that was read. And my Zayda heard this Lashon, Mamish the Exacta, and he used to say it over all the time. She came from a very poor home. So the Chafetz Chaim said, Chutz von der Meile, was he kum von anore mishtub, was andere Meiles hat sie? That's how he thought. Besides for the Meile that she's a Bas Hanir, maybe she, tell me more about her Meiles. Okay, this was the first, today it's the first thing you ask, he did a rich shidduch. Yeah, but how's the guy? Okay, that's the next. But the Chofetz Chaim was the other way around. Chutz von der Meile, was sie kommt von einer Mishtub, was andere Meile hat sie? I heard this from Isaiah many times. He used to say, oh, Mamish, I had the word for word. Zog Priske Rav, a mehre dike teitsch. Der Ani is better than the Asher, and the Asher is der Ani. Favos. Zog Priske Rav, der Ani hat doch kein Sachnisch. So what does he feel secure? What's his security in life? The Eibishter is what to feel secure about. The Asher, what is he secure about? He's secure, punkt verkehrt, mit sein Geld. But the problem is, it's never enough. Mishi yesh leiman reitze masayim. See, he ends up being secure about something which is, to him, not security. The person who's an Ashir, his security is something which to him is insecure. He's a Beiter Ashray. He's a Hatach. But that Ashiris to him is not to be talking. He's not comfortable with that because he's afraid he needs more. So they're ganze be talking was er hat. It's on a facade. It's on something which doesn't really exist. Because in his mind, it's never enough. Masha'en kein der Ashir, der Ani, sein Bitachim sind der Eibishter. Der Eibishter ist Batuach. Das ist Muftach. So we have over here Rabbi Yisai and Yisai. And it's interesting. The Bris, they say over that the Briske Rav had gesagt, the größte Matana that the Eibishter ever gave a person was bitachon, the chayvus halavavus. It's a matana that he could be beteach by Kodesh Baruch. The chayvus halavavus was the greatest present, he says, that the Bein Yishlam gave Klal Yisrael. Bitachon, that they could be muftach in the Bein Yishlam. The mensch on bitachon, so the pshat is that he's having bitachon on something which is avar. He could lose the money in a minute. So he's really insecure because he really has no security, and that insecurity makes him the gresta ani. There's another pshat Rabbi Yisai, and Ezel Osha Smech Bechelke. Chelke, a mensch hat gar nicht. So what is he Smech about? When the Teretz is Chelke, like with the Eibishter, we don't mean physical, we mean Chelek Ruchni. Chelkei, that a mensch has, that he knows there's an Eilam Haba, there's a Torah, he has Torah and Mitzvahs. Then he's a Sameach. Eizehu Osha Sameach bechelkei vaser Zayid. Zach the Chibur. Zach the Chibur. Zach, when someone is depressed, he feels he should think, Ashabach Abonim Yikalo Amin, Venos Alonu is Torah Zayid. That brachen is al tanzen von Simcha. something. There's an interesting Naim Elimelech HaBosim. And Naim Elimelech says, Chelkei. It's going back on Olam Haba. And I think what he's saying is, Amevid Kavot. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Haba. Every Peirik begins with this. That every person has a Chelik Leilam Haba. Zabdel Mishneh. Ezeo Asher. Asameh B'chelkei. Vos Erat Olam Haba. Imagine a guy, Vos Hat Hashem. Once mentioned here, Rabbi Yeruchim, in Parshas Miketz, Rabbi Yeruchim discusses the inyan of being zanu mefarnes gayim. It's a very interesting Rabbi Yeruchim. And he says that Yosef was mefarnes gayim. Zokta, what's the pshat? That he was so into being mefarnes gayim. So he learns that it has to do with rachmanis. Racham of al kamasov. Then he says, "Amayre de kazach." Der ikar rachmanis was mit daf haben aufn gei, was hat nicht kein teure mitzvus. And the lashon he uses there is from the Alter von Kellum, that the Alter von Kellum would say that when he sees a guy in the street, hat rachmanis of him, hat nicht kein shabbos. He doesn't look what we have, and he doesn't have it. Whole different way of looking at what's called having, what's called not having. And then Rabbi Yeruchim writes, which to me is Achidosh Niflo, he says, and I also have a little bit of this feeling of Rachmanis. He didn't want to say that he has it completely, because he worked on himself and he realized he doesn't have it completely to that extent. This is Lashon. Gam ani yesh li tzas epsar. Huh? I can't hear. What?
And I also
have a little bit of this rachmanis. Like the Alter von Kellum. That what? That when I see a guy going to church, on his way to church, I feel bad for him. Azar Achmanis, you hear it's Achmanis on the poor guy. We don't even have those asogis. It's worlds apart from us. If you look at Reb Chaim Volozhin, he says this a lot of this. He says this. Chelkei doesn't mean Chelkei Hagashmi, but Chelkei HaRuchni. Chelkei HaRuchni. It's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim on this Mishnah puts both things together. It's talking about Chelkei HaGashmi as well as Chelkei HaRuchni. Das pass for Chafetz Chaim. Shame we go. The Mishnah is talking about Chelkei HaGashmi. Und der Simcha, was mit Avhabin, is Simcha for Ruchni. Sagt der Chafetz Chaim, weil wir da verstehen, der Chelek HaGashmi that we've given in this world is here and given to us because of our Chelke HaRuchni that we have to achieve in this world. HaSemeach B'Chelkei, if you understand that this is your Chelek, that this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you, so it's Matim for you and not for somebody else, it's only you. This was given to you because of your Olam Haba, Ruchni, your Tikkun of Neshama, whatever language you want to use, whether Bali Musar's Nusach or Chassidish Nusach, whatever Nusach you want to use. But your Chelek HaGashmi is actually tied to your Chelek HaRuchni. So the Mela, then you'll be an Oshir. Ezeh Oshir HaSimeach B'Chelkei. From someone who's sameach in his actual chelik. And this becomes the lessons of how someone could be an asher. If you understand this, if a person understands life, money, what it's there for. Someone once told me a shame at the hell. Something interesting, I like it very much. I don't remember from which Friedrich Godly said it over. He says, if you took Yiddish geld and you would squeeze it, that is becoming mitzvahs. hat er gesagt. Take the money and squeeze it. What are you going to get from it? You'll get mitzvahs that come out of it. Think of maybe the gavad. The Indian of money, avada, is important. Machs ha-shekel, we find shkolim, shekel ha-kodesh. Just find shekel ha-kodesh. Hey, look at it. You know, they used to say when I was growing up that the Jews who came over from Europe, when aniyim merudoyim, they started making panos, reflect me the sluf and the heilig dollar. They used to talk about it. Unfortunately, it was misunderstood. What did they mean by the heilig dollar? Yes, you worship the dollar. There's a kodesh to it. But the real kodesh in it is because it's brought down clearly in the pasuk. Shekel kodesh, as I state in the Torah, that the shekel itself, the money itself, has in it kedushas. Domim, there's kedush in it. This becomes chelkai, and this becomes the ashirus. I would like to say a pshat na mishnah. This is my egin at the hair. I think that the mishnah is saying another yisayid also, and that is one leads to another. Say fashteich the mishnah. Ezel chacham. You know what the gress the chachm is? The first thing is to be loimed. To look into the other person und zu verstehen. The next step, he'll be a sameach bechelkei. You know where the problem, why we're not sameach bechelkei? Where does kinah come from? We're jealous that the other person has. Little do we know that the other person has other issues and other inyanim. A person, you look at him, say shtub. My brother came to me, I'll tell you where it came to me. Wherever I go, I try to see, why am I here? Why did the Eibishter send me here, there? I take trips to Philly. I have to go to Philadelphia. The Eibishter wants these trips to Philadelphia. And I try to understand, obviously the trip itself has reason. There's a reason for it. So I pass by over there in Jackson. Shena Haizalach. And I think to myself, Kibba cookie, Goyim Levin as a Shane Aichit Khamalmu Gnate. I always thought in New Jersey the trailer, you know, the trailer element, you know. What they call it, 10 City. Chamalul Gnate, that it's 10 City. I the ganze. And as I pass by, I'm thinking to myself, the outside looks beautiful. Shtel zachva, viful problemin, viful zevel, viful mishagasin sedayne veinin, how many people. The external, if I don't look into it, then there's, I'm not saying I was mekana, but there's kinna. You know where kinna comes from? The chayla shelereyecha. What does it say in the pasuk? It says that you shouldn't be mekane the chayla shel. You have to look at everything. When a person is close-minded, he doesn't. There's not a laymi mikaladam. He's only about himself. And the next thing is as mekane. And what was the next step? That he's not mechabed acherim because he's jealous. The way to make a person to realize the ganze mishnah, was the welt is to be a laymid mikaladam. Open your eyes. See the whole picture. See the bria. See the ganze sugya. When you're a laymid mikaladam, you know the Bali Musar always say the famous marshal of Alamin, the lake of Tish, their lives and their problems. And you're able to choose. You take your package back. Everybody would take his package back. That's when a person is loymed mikal adam. From yedel mensch, memela he's a semer pechelkei, memela he'll be mechabed as habriyas. I'd like to end with the vort from Shlomo Zalman Ombach, zech tzadik evracha. A Rice, I'm saying only half the Shmuz. I want the other half to be Kasvim Aluach Libecha. Think about what we spoke and see how you apply it in your own life. There's a Mayridik Asma. Mayridik. The Asma says in Chayshe Mishpit, Das Balibatim, Hepech Midas Haloindim. The Zaktibah has the Sma lane. When he wanted a paskin of Shaila, he would go to the Balabatim Shtat and he would say to them, what do you think should be the halacha for this Chayshe Mishpit Shaila? And whatever they said, he would do punk fakelt. Well, the Chassimin has the Torah will punk fakelt. Das lane with some foolish Sma and Chayshe Mishpit. Lal Rabban invasin that Sma. Or if they don't know it, they get to know it. Life teaches it to them. Das, and I don't mean balabatim advesev in the shul. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't mean to insult. I'm not even that. But the welt, that's what he's trying to say. Das balabatim is alaymed mikol adam. And I believe Rav Shem Zalman is saying a meridik avart, and I'll show you how he applied it to the Mishnah. When you're alaymed, and you're a mevakish chachme, you're looking for the truth, you're trying to understand. A person could walk around with the hasharis that he had, and he's completely off key, he's completely, there's no shaykhis to the reality in front of him. He's a zuchnisht, he's not a loymeit. He's not looking to learn, to understand. And Hazak, Meiridik of Shlomo Zalman, I want to see how it applies itself to the Mishnah. If you ask somebody who is a chacham, you know what he would say? A guy that knows everything is a smart guy. Zakub Shaim is Alman, das Avad, das is the Welt. Avder Dal Mishnah Zakdun, Hasinitaze, Ezel Chacham, Dafke, Fakel, Haloi made me call Adam. Haloi made me call him. Fakel, not that he knows, which is really how I started the Mishnah. Remember, the biggest wisdom is to know that you don't know. What's the Das Balabatim of Akavish of Giba? He could beat up his enemy, yeah? Akavish is Yitzchak. It's exactly not what people think a Giba is. Akavish is Yitzchak. Zakub Shem is Alman. What about the Asher? People think the Asher is a guy who has a lot of money. The Teretz is a Samech Bechelke. What about the Mechubit? His Mechabed as happiness. I want to end off with this. My father was once honored by Yeshiva Ketan of Bensonhurst. I have to go get that tape. You know, it was the new the Kufu when they started, instead of the honorees talking over there. I don't know why, but for some reason they had it pre-taped. Maybe because the honorees would go on and talk forever. So like this, you have 1 minute. But I don't know the problem, why it changed, but it was after the Kufu that it changed. My father said, was given to say one line. That was he was told by the photographer, one line. Till today, I can't get over the line he chose to say. He said, honoree is to give kavod, yeah? I came here tonight not to get kavod, but to give kavod. Thank you for making me the honoree. And I caught this tremendous lesson in this. You don't understand what COVID is. Reb Shalom Shadron, and I heard this from him directly, he said he once came to an American dinner and he couldn't get over Vastutza, he can't get over. He says, what happened? A guy got up and all of a sudden everybody started to clap. So he said he didn't know it was, and he asked, he said, what's going on? So he said, it's a dinner. Now in Yiddish, a dinner is a thunder. So he said, a dinner? Okay, let's make up the bracha on the ramen. Let's make a bracha. He says, does haste COVID? What's the COVID? Where's the COVID? They say, we have to understand what true COVID is. COVID is not what we want and what we search for COVID. Like the Rishonim tell us, the Me'ulat, the mensch is a aggressive mensch. How many times do people fight over Ashtikal Kovit? An Aliyah. Because the Chaim Shlag and Vegan Aliyah. Thus, Bezuchter Kovit. Thus is Kovit Badir. Thus is Prisis. That a person is able to lower himself, and that's the taiva, and that's the blindness that a person has. And there are blind spots in life. And the Mishnah is telling us we have to be careful from these blind spots. One of the Balabatim, my shul, told me a maisa. He said over, fighting about the Amit. This goes back, Miyamim Kedem. Rabbi Yerushalmi Feivel once told me that fighting in a shul is part of a shul. Everybody knows that, right? So he said over from Mrs. Zalman. Rabbi Yerushalmi Feivel told me a maisa from Mrs. Zalman. Then he was in the Bati Ungar, and he davened in Shachris over there. And there was a shayla, yetachnu, nishtachnu. It was one of those yetachnu, nishtachnu days. So one guy screamed, yetachnu. The other guy screamed, no tachnu. So the guy picked up the chair, and he threw it at him. So he went and he took the table and threw it at him. I said, they're fighting over the minute. So he went over to Mrs. Alman after the davening, and they asked him, Rebbe, what's tachnu the minute? Exactly what you saw today is tachnu the minute. Elzak, yes, I never often put the tish of a bank on the dust. So I heard about a bus say to me this week, he says that he was once in the Venibus Medrash and they were fighting over the Amid. So a guy went over quickly to Dam for the Amid and he says it wasn't Chisidic convention, it's like the bell. The other guy held, he had to have the Amid, so he stood behind him and he Dam for the Amid. And I say it's when the davening of Vina Besmedrish, the Vina Rav didn't know even what to do. He didn't know how. There are two people standing there davening. Yeah. Okay. You know, Rav Eisai, you see how you're laughing? Look in the mirror, Rav Eisai. And with this, I'll end the shit.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.